I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray. It's the wake-up call.
Gavin's phone scams. What do you got today?
We're going to call Kelly. She's the maid of honor at Monica's wedding. Monica has nothing to do with this, though.
Okay.
Her friend Rebecca gave her a stripper recommendation, and it was good old Cannon with a K.
Oh, yeah.
And Cannon with a K calls Kelly to say, I'll come and strip at your party, but I'm not just a piece of meat. I do an artistic show.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Kelly.
This is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. This is Cannon with K. I think, your friend Rebecca told you about me. I'm the stripper for the bachelorette party.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
How you doing? You said your friend Monica is getting married and you're the maid of honor, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool. So my name's Cannon. It's with a K. And I'm a stripper. And I just had some questions about the party. What kind of a party it's going to be, where it's going to be, when it's going to be, and stuff like that. And I just wanted to hammer out some details, you know?
Okay. Well, we're thinking we'd like you to come probably around 7. I can email you the address and so on. I mean, I don't know. Do you have a particular act that you do? I feel like the whole cop thing is a little bit tired, but...
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't do cop. I don't do costumes of any kind, actually. And I'm glad, actually, you brought that up. I do have an act, and I frankly want to know how much time do you want me to be there? Because that will change my act.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 20 minutes.
That's not very much time. Do you think maybe I could do an hour?
That seems long.
Well, let me explain why. You know, Ken is not like a normal stripper. The first thing that I like to do when I go is read you guys some of my poetry. And I have got a whole journal that I bring. And I usually take the bride-to-be and put her in a chair, the birthday girl. And then, like, oh, you guys woo it up, you know, and stuff like that. And then I'll walk up to her. And then I'll just start reading some of my poems. And most of my poems, I won't read any of my dark ones that are about my mom's death. But I'll read some of the other ones that are, you know, about love.
I don't know if that's really what we're looking for. I mean, we're looking for a stripper.
Right. I am a stripper. I do this naked. I take my clothes off. But then I'm not going to dance. I'm not going to dance for you. I'm not going to do costumes. That's not who I am. That's not who Cannon with a K is. I am better than that. I feel like that's base level stripping, you know? Like, I'm trying to take it to a next level. Like, if you don't want me to read my poems, which frankly, I'm a little hurt by, but I'm a tough guy. I hope that you'll still let me do my monologues. I can do something from To Kill a Mockingbird. I really love doing But It Is My Name speech from the end of The Crucible.
I don't think this is what we're looking for. I mean, it's really beautiful.
What about this? Okay, so like you're all having a party, and then I'm there, and I bring my prop. I have a skull, and I'll look at the skull, and I do the poor Yorick speech from Hamlet. Or if you don't want that, I can go basic bitch, and I can be like, to be or not to be, that is the question, whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
We might just be too basic for you. It's just, you know...
You don't like any of that stuff?
I really love it if it's a night out at the theater, but this is her wedding, and...
That's what I'm talking about. So you love it, but then why not incorporate both? It's night of the theater meets raunchy sex show.
I'm just gonna say no. No means no, Cannon with a K. This is me saying no.
Do you want me to paint you guys instead?
Paint us?
Yeah.
No, I don't want you to do that. We're really going to go with like a more Magic Mike style stripper, but I really wish you luck in your endeavors.
All right, Kelly. Well, then one other thing I got to tell you. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call, and you're on a phone scam on 106.5 The End.
Oh, my God. Thank God. Oh.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.